Welcome to Session 10 of A New Can of Worms, a Star Frontiers Actual Play podcast. In this session, the PCs engage the South of Dragon, make it the rest of the way to Tookerville, rummage through their PGC contact's house, gaining some useful intel, split with the mercenary band, and race cross-country back to Point True.
Fire!
No, okay.
No, wait, we gotta get parked in our spots.
We gotta get in position. I did like his idea, though, of going up on the high ground.
Getting one up here, one out there, and one up there?
Yep. The machine guns were all going to be on the high ground.
The ground trucks have to move 6 squares before they can stop, based on your current speed.
And the explorers have to move.
The explorers can move as little or as much as they want. But you guys were all, I said you guys were all going,
at a pretty decent clip. Yeah.
Well, it wasn't, you weren't going super fast because you're going through kind of like the windy canyon, just coming out. I'm looking it up again now. The speed on the, I should have done that before we started. There it is. They're cruising along at,
Jack is saying that he has breathed all day and therefore he deserves his dinner.
Yeah, you're going 60 meters per turn and they have to slow down. They can only slow down 30 meters a turn. So yeah, they have to move 6 squares and then they can be stopped on the next turn. And the explorers are, you guys have to move at least 4 squares.
Well,
so
okay.
Your current speed is 12 squares a turn, and your deceleration factor is 8, and your acceleration is 12.
Okay. Now, are we, as far as the explorers in the lineup, don't we have like the laser in the middle?
The laser's in the middle. And the two machine gun ones are in the back. Or front and back. Yes, that's how
was
it's organized.
Rear?
Okay.
I think, yes, you're the rear at
I
this point.
Rear, right?
Yep. And then with the Zolkis in the front.
Okay.
I think Zolkis is going to go there.
And
I
then,
guess I would just say somebody, whoever's got control of these vehicles, because I can't click on them.
I think Zolki will go there.
Okay.
I'll come here. And who's in control of the laser? I wasn't driving it. I don't know who's...
It ain't me.
Well, the laser one's going to go here. The rest of the trucks, I guess, can like slow down and come across
Wait,
here.
Wait, wasn't Zolki the laser? Or who?
No, Zolki was the machine gun.
Yeah, no, Zolki was the machine gun. He's the one in front.
Because I'm a machine gun, I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're with me.
Hey, Tom?
Oh,
I'm the driver.
That's right. You driving me
I drive.
Around.
You okay. Shoot.
So you drive. You tell them where we're going, and somebody move these vehicles.
Is there a way to mark the Explorer?
What do you mean, mark it?
An M and an L.
Probably, but I don't know how to do it off the top of my head.
Okay.
How do I move them again?
You just should just grab them, click on them, and then move them where you want to move them.
We can't. I can't click on them.
It's not letting me click on it. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
You broke it.
Well, I didn't break it. Advanced. Let's see. Oh, do I have to do these one by one? Okay, hold on. All right.
Fix it, Daddy. Fix it.
Control by all players.
Where? Oh, they're up there.
Okay. All right. Now, let's see if I can just grab everything.
All right. You guys should be able to move the explorers now. I'm adjusting the ground truck so that you guys can move those two.
Okay.
What's that?
I'll move this one here.
There you go.
And what are the?
Because I can't they remember need to what time six. You said right.
Yeah, they have to move six.
What are the elevation?
The explorers
changes?
Have to move four.
Oh, just they have to move four.
To slow down, we would have to move four, but we could
you
keep
can
going.
You can speed up by 12 up to 12. The elevation changes are just a couple of meters.
Okay.
So it's kind of steep, but not super steep. And the trucks have to stay on the road. That's the other thing. They can't go off-road like you guys can.
So that one up
so that one that's up there can't be there.
Yeah, he's got to be there.
And the one up the top here, that's the one with the machine gun.
Yeah, yes. That's Zuki.
And where are we going to place the laser one?
Right in front of the
little square.
This
right there.
Yeah, right there. That was the
and
plan.
Which one has the mortar?
Here.
That would be the one in the back. It's in the cargo area of the Explorer in the back.
Okay.
And just remember, how many did this one move?
That last one moved seven. You might want to pull him back one.
Yeah, because oh no, he could stop there. That's fine. You can slow down by up to eight. So keep track of how many you move because that's going to affect how
that's
you make.
12. That's as far as we can go.
4, 5, 6, 7. That's just as far. Yeah, we can't go any further.
Well, no, but you were moving six. Yet. You could go further. So you were moving six. You can add 12 to that.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So then we will.
Oh no, you were moving 12. You can add 12 to that. But remember, you can only slow down by 8 each time. So if you move like 12 here, you're gonna have to move 4 more on your next turn.
So let's
move back
off a couple squares, and you can next turn stop in that square.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so we're gonna go there then, and he has to go then.
Yeah, that other explorer is probably gonna need to stop back a few squares.
Well,
too,
no,
to do that middle one.
Oh,
and this one will have to go.
He's a laser, and he was back.
He was
back
one,
here.
Two. Three, four. He was right here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. If he goes here, he just has to move out one more on his next turn. If he goes where you put him.
Now, who's
in
which
one?
Oh, so
he's doing there, and then he goes up one. All right.
Yeah, if you put him here, he can stop right there on his next turn.
All right.
And the trucks can stop right where they're at.
Now,
yeah,
Tom?
Right.
Yes.
I'm trying to remember the name of the leader of the expedition.
Mac?
Which one is he in?
He's in the Explorer with the laser.
Okay, and who's with him?
Let's see. That one has...
I'm just worried about our party. Which ones are with... Yeah, me, right?
Yeah, you. You're the gunner on that
okay.
one.
That's what I figured.
Yeah, so you're in the center one.
So that's the one because the boss is in. Anybody else could die. That's the one we have to save then.
Yeah, exactly. So, John and...
And me.
John and Angel are in that one. Eric and Zulki are in this one.
The two check.
Okay.
And... Yeah. And well, I guess we assume Jill's back at the base. Or we can pretend she's in one of these other vehicles.
Angel. Oh, we should have put the ram plate on the thing.
She's riding shotgun in one of the trucks.
You do got to put a ram plate on our Explorer there.
Yes, I do.
Okay. So, you guys, it's his turn. Let's see how fast is he going to be going. Right now, he's not going that fast. Uh, All right. Now that everybody's closer together, I can zoom in a little bit.
And there was more than one, right?
No, it was just the one.
Oh, okay.
Hey, we don't, one's enough.
Now, how do you draw the range thing to determine range?
There's a
the arrow, the ruler. Okay.
Yeah, there's a little ruler, and
well, let me do it.
You can
drag it across the screen. I have to get it in view.
Yes, unfortunately, that's a.
Which is great because when I do that, then I can't read.
It's 170 meters.
170. Yep.
Alrighty.
Which for your heavy laser is medium range. So minus 20 to hit.
Well, I guess we technically have initiative then. At this distance.
Yeah. Yeah, he can't do anything. The giant lizard can't do anything.
Well, I would rather everybody else shoot at it first, just so when I miss. You know, hopefully you will have missed.
It would be nice to get the grenade launcher position too.
Yeah, you gotta wait till you stop for that though.
I know.
Well, I guess I'll take it.
I kind of want to wait till we're in position before we open fire.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I would say the laser should still take a shot.
Well, yeah, medium range.
Why not?
Because all right.
We'll be up
so
there next turn.
You have, it's your skill, you have the minus 10% because you're shooting a heavy weapon. You have another minus 10% because you're in a moving vehicle. You have minus 20 from the range, but you get plus 20 because it's a gigantic target. So you effectively have a minus 20 on your skill.
All right. And my skill is 43.
Alright.
So 23% chance here, guys.
Make it happen.
We have 500 SCU loaded up on that thing, right?
Yeah, unless you've used some of it. Which you used a couple shots at the slither earlier, right?
Yeah, and they were at 5.
Okay. Yeah, so then you have pretty much your full power complement. All right,
I will fire a couple more fives.
All right.
All right, here we go.
I think you hit something.
Oh,
yeah, nice. You did.
And I can take, what, one shot with it or two?
You can take one shot, and one it can shot. Be set okay. from 5 to 20. I'll just use that. So you did 5d10.
Not bad for 5d10. All
right.
Slightly above average.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah.
That's all I hope for in life.
All right, and you did 30 points of damage. All right. Very good. All right, now let's actually roll for initiative at this point.
Not me. John.
Okay. Was it again? D roll?
No, /R, and then D what you want. And you can add your modifier on it if you want. So you got an 11, you got a 13. You guys get to move first.
Yay! We are going to roll up into our spot.
Okay, driver.
And Zuki is also going to roll up into his spot. And you said that he had to move up one
more. One more, yeah.
For the slow.
Okay. Okay. All right. Wait, oh, shoot, I'm still on the ruler.
I didn't have to roll to drive, right? Because I'm
no.
Not... Okay, good. Up to you gunners now.
Yeah, well, he's got to move first, and then we'll blow him up. Whoa!
I don't like this.
He's a nimble little bastard, ain't he?
Do we move
right?
Does he have a lightning bolt on his chest?
Next
Nope.
Red suit, yellow line. All right. Well, I'm gonna shoot.
Can we move the trucks?
Yeah, I moved them already.
They don't have to. They don't have to move this turn.
No, the trucks are parked. The big trucks are parked. They're stopped.
All right.
Yeah.
I was obviously aiming where I thought he would be, not where he is.
Well, I think he actually has first attack.
Yeah, he does, but he can't do anything. So.
I'll take a
you
shot
guys get shots at him.
Yeah. Well, what range am I now?
Now, yeah, you're probably only have the minus 20
probably
from.
Short.
Actually, yeah, you only have a minus 10.
Where's 70?
Oh, I have a minus 10, but his okay, 40. His moved.
Okay, so what was the range?
90. From the middle, 40.
Okay, 40. So that's minus 10 for range, minus 10 for a heavy weapon. Plus 20 for a giant target. So you have it's just your skill.
Your skill. Zero. And your skill is 45.
And if I had a skill of 45, I'd be a much better player than I am.
What is your skill?
43?
43. Oh, ah! Missed it by one.
Yeah.
Give
just,
me
just wasn't expecting that fast of a target.
Yeah, that's for sure. We're in trouble, y'all.
Well, luckily when he's eating me, you guys will be able to get a good shot.
See, now I'm thinking that we would have been better off waiting until everybody's ready to shoot. Can we rewind?
All right. You two on the machine guns. What'd you say the range was from you guys? It's probably within 70, right? Yeah, easily.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
so,
70.
So the machine guns. The machine guns are minus 10 for distance, because there's no point blank range on these heavy weapons, so it's always you got the minus 10 there. You have the minus 10 for the heavy weapon, plus 20 because you're firing a burst, so that cancels that out, and you get a plus 20 because of the size of your target. Oh, and you guys have a minus 10, so you only have plus 10 because you guys are still moving this turn, so you have a plus 10 to hit. So go
okay,
ahead.
I rolled a 92, so I missed.
Yeah, you missed, and somebody needs to roll for Zulky.
Oh,
and I will pull up his.
Not me, because, you know, obviously.
Let's see. Let's pull up Zulky's stats. He's.
Never mind. You don't, you don't have to pull up anything.
28. His is. Well, for future reference, it's 38. His base attack is 38. He needs to spend his experience points.
Yeah, he does.
I don't think that would have helped.
Well, I don't know what you've rolled, actually. I haven't seen that yet. No, oh, yeah, it would have helped. But, yeah. All right.
I think the two bullets missed ricochet.
Okay, so that's that round. Roll initiative. You guys have the plus 7, so.
Wait, 8? Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay.
A plus 8.
Somebody that's lucky trying.
Yeah, you need a 10 to beat it.
Oh, yeah, okay.
9 plus ties eight. It.
7. Oh, wow.
Plus 7 is 14. Alright. Yeah. So, you guys get to move first?
No, we're stopping.
I know. Do you want the trucks to do anything?
Yeah, prepare for impact.
Thinking out loud here.
Can they make like a what is it, a wagon circle?
Just
not
loose.
Easily. Yeah. Not even sure they can back up that easily.
Nah, they're just gonna have to brace for him.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
we're in trouble, guys.
Yeah. Just out of curiosity, which way is he? Yeah, okay, never mind.
He's going that away.
Who's he going to attack? Got it.
Got it. All right. So,
he's right there. Chikara.
He's right there. And
short range.
Okay, hold on.
He attacks first, then you do.
Yes, yeah. He does.
No, he attacks first. Yeah.
There's no chance I could during the movement phase duck back into.
Yes, if that's what you want to do, you can do that.
I think that might be the wisest option for me. So that's what I'm doing. Sorry, guys.
All right. Okay, so you duck in, and it chomps down right where you were with its mouth and slashes at the explorer. So let's see what it does.
It breaks its teeth.
So its claws just kind of bounce off the explorer. Luckily, I don't think that actually does anything.
Unfortunately, Jurassic Park was wrong. You can't be just still.
Well, you were moving.
Well, you were shooting at him, so, you know.
All right, no, so he kind of savages the front tires a little bit, but you think that if you start moving again, you might have some performance problems, because the ship, the Explorer just rocks back and forth. But nothing too serious happens.
Yeah, I'm going to spend my round, as I say, just diving back in and yelling at Mac, go, go!
All right. Two machine guns get to shoot. So this time you don't have. This time, you're instead of a minus 10. No, instead of a plus 10, you have a plus 30, because the shooting moving target or shooting from a moving vehicle penalty goes away, but stationary penalty comes into play. So you have a plus 30 to hit. So I think that's a hit, John.
Yeah, that's a definite hit.
Okay.
So do I just roll the damage? Or
yeah, go ahead and roll the damage.
Yeah, roll damage.
It's 10d10.
Woo, that's pretty. I see a 9, I see a 10.
That's only 56. Please. That's like average.
Yeah, because you rolled a bunch of threes.
You got four threes. And a one.
Dang.
Cowardly bullet.
Stupid macro. Didn't remember.
All right. Somebody roll for Zolki.
Special extras.
So he's got a Zolki's got a 68.
Oh.
Somebody roll for him.
Roll a one.
Now. Oh,
that's not a one.
I'm not doing it no more. Shane, you shooting. I'm done.
Okay. Give it a try.
Well, he's not here. He can't hit anything. All right, roll for initiative. New round.
At least it wasn't 100 and he didn't pepper the side of the explorer.
Well, actually, it's true. 97.
I'll roll for initiative here.
Oh, wait. Wrong die.
All right,
14.
All right. Let's see what it got.
Yep. You already got
15. It wins. Wow. Just barely.
By one. Yeah, still.
All right. Are any of you moving?
Is the thing right in front of us, or is it to the side?
It's
of
kind
us?
Of off to the side.
You could shoot out the window.
Well, I'm gonna.
But not with the machine gun.
I'm gonna.
Or the laser.
To run it to the side and try to hit it, kind of knock it over, if it's possible to do anything like move it. I mean, if it's kind of grappling with us, if we can kind of move the explorer, it's gonna have a little harder time with you guys.
But if you stay still, then he's stationary.
It's a stationary target, yeah.
Just stay there. You're bait, okay?
Take it for the team.
My very first boss ever pulled me aside one day and said, Shane, some days you're just going to have to take it and like it. All right. I guess I'll be just panicking in the back. God, if I had a grenade, I could toss it out the side or something. You guys?
All of a sudden, he looks like a chaotician.
Yeah.
All right, so you have some other people in your vehicles with you.
Better decoys. Throw them out.
Well, when I'm...
These are so bad.
What was I gonna say? Do you want to have?
What kind of
I'm looking to see if
we got?
I'm looking to see if projectile weapons. No, that's gyrojet. So you
yeah,
actually.
The female Yazarian, right? It
yeah.
Was him, the female Yazarian, and the human.
Yeah, unfortunately, the guy with the skill, that would be best for firing the your grenade mortar is over in the other explorer over here. Or no, whichever one you're not in. Yeah, this one. He's in this one.
Yeah. Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
How bright are Hollow Flare?
They're kind of bright. I
if
mean, they're more designed to use it at night, but.
I mean, if I popped open the hatch and tried to shoot one in its face.
That would probably upset it, yeah.
Would it blind it?
It might. Depending on how successful.
If you stick it in its eye, I'm pretty sure it'll blind it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try. That's what my action's gonna be this round.
Okay.
You give me the penalties for popping the hatch and shooting a hollow flare at it.
All right. Let's see. So it gets initiative.
I
so,
love that. All right, it's your funeral time. All
right. You can pop the hatch easy. If you want to pop the hatch and jump up and grab the machine gun and try to fire it, you can do that too.
You mean the laser?
The laser, yeah, okay. Sorry. Or you can do the hollow flare, whichever you want to try.
Can I do the laser, try to aim for the face?
You probably wouldn't have enough time to do that. Other than, it's right there in front of you, so, I mean, there's a good chance you're going to hit it in the face anyways, because that's the part of its body that's right there.
I think I'm going to try the flare.
Okay. All right, so we'll do that one first. You make a dex check with a minus 20. But full dex, not half your dex.
All right, okay, that's better. What is my dex anyway, just out of curiosity? It's a 50.
Okay, well, I think it's 5%.
We got a 50-50 chance. Make it happen.
All right,
yeah,
here you go.
Except minus 20.
Oh,
that's a 30, yeah.
Because he's trying to hit a specific part of the monster.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So you
okay,
shoot
so
the hollow flare,
number,
and it goes streaking by its head, and you just miss it.
Crap.
All right, let's see something. Let's just give me a D100 roll. All right. Okay, so you do that. It...
Oh, God.
No.
What the hell?
Luckily for you, it was going after the tin can.
So you only lose one arm instead
one.
Of
no, it's not going.
It rolled a one. Oh god!
It rolled a one and a four.
Oh, that doesn't do any. That 15 is a 2d10 plus 10. That it missed. I guess you distracted it. All right, just what? Dang it.
Okay, not my best idea.
Okay, so you effectively distracted it, so it didn't actually damage your explorer that round. Because although it landed very solid hits on the explorer, the explorer shakes, but it doesn't seem to have done any damage to the vehicle, at least as far as you guys can tell. It didn't even knock you off, so... Now the machine guns get to fire.
Roll a really high initiative.
Well, no, you guys get to shoot first.
Oh, we gotta shoot?
Yeah, it attacks first.
Yeah, it attacked.
Oh, okay.
So roll, John.
Ah, 68. Let's see. My base is 50.
If your base is 50, you hit because you have a plus 30.
Plus three. Oh, yeah, I got him. So.
That's 10d10.
Dang, I have got to do better with the damage.
You're rolling lots of dice. You're going to come out near the middle most of the time.
Yeah, okay, near the middle, but I mean, that's dead center.
Yeah, that actually is exactly average for 10d10. All right. Somebody roll for Zulky. He's feeling lucky.
I'm doing that now.
That's a hit.
That's a hit. Okay.
Okay. With the bonuses, he's got a 10. He's got a 68 to hit. So.
At least you are below average.
Okay. Well, now I don't feel so bad.
Redition is below average.
All right. Initiative.
Oh, I'll do that.
John?
Oh, go ahead, John. It's your turn.
Oh, wait. No, that's a D100. We want a D10.
You wasted a good roll.
Oh, that was a D. Yeah. You got the same number both
the
times.
Same thing.
You wasted a good D100 on that.
I think we didn't get initiative.
All right. Okay, you guys are moving first. No, you did not get initiative. What are you going to do? If anything.
I'm sitting here looking pretty. Go ahead, you shoot.
I just want to shoot him.
All right. Shane, what are you doing?
I am going to stick behind the laser, but I'm going to crouch down as low as I possibly can.
Okay, and are you adjusting the power setting on it at all?
Yes, I'm dialing it up to hurt real bad.
Okay, 10? All right, you can go all the way up to 20 if you want.
You know what? Let's compromise and go to 11.
Go for broke, man.
We're gonna go to 11.
All right.
Go to 11. Come on.
Now let's see.
Dang, you get some good balls.
Yeah, I know.
Oh my God.
That was a D2, guys. That was an odd or even roll for me.
Okay.
Okay. So, luckily, Shane, he did not go after you. Huh?
Am I odd or even?
You were odd.
Oh,
it went for the explorer again.
I think, thank you. I'm
not. Well, you know. Let's see. 2d10 plus.
Okay, I just saw the 2 and I was like.
Something tells me we're going to have to repair this explorer before we get much further. If we can.
The way he keeps dogging it. Yeah.
Okay, so he's trying to really savage that thing, but he's not getting... He's doing some damage. You're pretty sure he's doing some damage to the explorer, but he's not managing to knock it over or anything. So you're holding your ground and holding him, basically pinning him in place.
All right, guys, you guys are doing a great job
in that explorer.
Make him mad. Let's see if I can get him. That's a hit.
Sweet.
Yes, it is.
That is a good hit. That'll do some damage.
65.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's actually slightly above average.
Yeah. All right. Machine
and that's a good hit, too.
Good job. All right.
Yeah, I'm aiming right down the middle today. 56,
you're a middleman.
54.
It's the middleman.
All right, and somebody roll for Zulky.
All right, I'll try it again this time. Come on, Angel.
You got it. Okay.
Frick!
Oh,
you know what? I cannot. Yeah, no. No, no. Angel, all right. No good with guns.
All right, it's looking pretty beat. I mean, you guys, the machine guns have just been ripping into it, and the laser blast definitely is not making it happy, so roll for initiative.
See, you should have turned it up to 20, man.
I know. You're right. I'll do the initiative here. Huh? No.
You guys we get initiative.
I'm cranking it to 20.
All right, so It disengages, but you guys can still shoot at it while it's there.
Alright, I'm cranking it to max. We're gonna crank it to vaporize. Alright, let's see if we can see. That's nice. A hit. Oh, except for it's not a hit.
It is. No, you get to shoot at it while it was next to you.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, I forgot to put the backslash before.
That's better.
Nice.
If that's 20d10, though.
Yeah, that's exactly average.
Oh, it does suck.
Still, that's better. Oh, yeah. More damage.
It's still, yeah.
Look at all,
all right.
One.
It's still right.
Like,
you know.
1d1.
All right. The machine guns.
Sorry, Chikara. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Machine gun. Wait, what did I roll? 61, my base is 50. Oh, that's a hit, isn't it? Because I got a plus 30, right? Or plus, I don't care.
Actually, you only get a plus 20 this time. Yeah.
20? Yeah, okay. Well, we got it.
Because it was moving again, not stationary. It's trying to get away.
Oh, man, 39?
You went the other way.
I think somebody's loaded blanks into some of these final rounds or something. Where did we get these bullets anyway?
All right, somebody roll for Zolki.
Yeah, why not? I got one last try. Come on.
You got this.
For once.
Zolki!
Yay!
All right.
That's a hit.
10d10.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
All right, so it gets about right here, and it collapses.
It just crashes
to the ground. You guys pepper it with bullets as it starts to run off, and it just collapses. It starts running, and then it just falls flat on the ground. It has negative 14 hit points.
I'm gonna.
Well, we already have a hood ornament.
I'm gonna get out of the explorer and slowly walk towards it.
Okay.
And if I can find a big stick, I'm gonna.
I'm gonna get out of the explorer and take the damage done to the other explorer.
Yeah. So Matt comes on the radio and says, "You guys keep the machine guns on that thing in case it stops, starts moving again." But yeah, we need to see what damage was done to this before we go any further.
Yeah, I'm gonna check on the car.
Okay, so
I'm still watching.
Can I go look at the body and see?
Yes, you can go look at the body.
If there's anything out of the ordinary besides the fact that it's a cyber dragon.
Marilyn Man the Blazer. All right, so
how badly is it?
To check, I make attack roll.
Oh, okay.
Hot one.
So half your logic plus your tech skill, 10 times your tech skill.
How hard would it be to take a selfie with a Chronicom?
Four.
You could do it.
Wait, what's your logic and your tech skill?
My logic's 40, so that'll be 20. My tech skill is 3.
So that's 50. 50. All right.
Damn it.
Oh. It's okay.
At least you didn't do anything fatal to it.
All right, so it takes you guys get out, a couple of you start looking at it, and at first it doesn't look like there's too much damage, so you say, you call up to Max, says, "All right, just start driving it." And as he does, you see it immediately, it pulls to the right really bad. He says it's kind of sluggish too. It's like not accelerating like it needs to. And so
the rims were just bent.
Yeah, so
damage done.
So you start after that, So he tries to drive it, and he ends up, he tries to go here, and he ends up over here.
Okay, wait. Pull over.
He says, all right, so obviously our steering's jammed right, and it looks like he, our acceleration's damaged. So we gotta at least get the steering unstuck. I think we can probably survive, because you're only about an 2 hours away from your destination at this point.
Okay.
And as long as I can steer this thing, I think we should be okay.
Anyone so got a bigger hammer?
Well, no, now it's time. That was just kind of a diagnostic roll. So now you've got to actually roll to fix it, and you're going to get a plus 10 because there's someone there helping you.
All right.
See, it's a plus for the tool. Well, he doesn't get a plus for the toolkit. It just
allows
him to make
the that allows him to make the rolls, make the okay. the attempt. And while you're making your roll, I got to look up. I mean.
Oh.
The dice is not liking me today.
All right, so here's what I want you to do.
How are we doing on provisions?
No.
Can we, like, just tow it behind the other one?
I just roll until you get a success and tell me how many rolls it took you. It's basically just time.
Oh, okay.
Because unless something shows up while you're trying to fix it, it's just a matter of how long it takes you.
Okay.
Anything interesting about the Cybo Dragon while he's ripping the thing apart?
No, it looks like you guys finished it off there. Between your last laser shot and those last two machine gun, you guys really tore into it.
Oops.
Wait, is that supposed to leak like that?
Okay, hold on.
Wait, I gotta do another double O to start a fire. I'm rolling.
Okay, so you work on it for probably 45 minutes, and you just can't figure it out.
It's like something is wrong.
You broke it.
Oh my god. I gotta go back to
what about this other guy that was helping you?
Let's see what happens here. Let me roll for him.
He did it.
Yeah.
No.
He's struggling a little.
He did it the first time though.
Okay. So he manages to keep you from breaking anything. He stops you right before you do something irreparable. He goes, all right, let me see if I can get this. Obviously, you're not very familiar with this particular model.
You're not supposed to use the blowtorch to check out the fuel tank, dude.
You got
to
use the metrics, not the Imperials. All right, so while they're trying to get the Explorer repaired, what was that question, Shane?
What's the Rusk equivalent of a shade tree mechanic?
Yeah, who knows? You go out and inspect the Cyber Dragon. I mean, this thing's massive. It's like, I think they're like 20 meters long. So I really should have stretched them out over multiple squares. But actually, it doesn't give a specific size. But considering the Sathar are three and a half meters long, and it shows them riding these things. So this thing's massive. It is just absolutely huge. And yes, you can take a selfie with your Chronocom with the Cyborg Dragon. And in fact, while they're working with the trying to fix the Explorer, Mac walks out there with you after he sees it doesn't twitch anymore. He comes up there with you, and he starts taking pictures as well. Not of him, just of the Cyber Dragon. You know, kind of as proof that it's dead.
I need a selfie or two for the family, you know.
Okay, so once
cut out a couple teeth and one rib.
One rib? One rib's gonna be a lot of work.
I'm not that hungry.
That rib's about the size of you. Think, you know, the Flintstones, they go to the drive-in, they put the slab of meat there. This is what we're talking about here.
I'm okay. I'll just get maybe a flank steak.
If you want to cut some fillets from it, you can probably do that. It takes them long enough to work on the Explorer.
Yeah, you got time. Go for it.
All right. So it takes about an hour to finally get the Explorer up and running.
Dude, that's enough time for a game of Frisbee football.
Yeah, except you guys have got to be on the lookout for more monsters. But nothing happens. It's actually, it's starting to get warm. Actually, it's probably starting to cool off at this point because it's later in the day. And you've just come down out of the mountains into the desert stretch of your drive. But you get the Explorer working, and Mac orders everybody back into the vehicles. And everybody else has been out stretching their legs, and you know, they kind of loitering around.
Going back to the same positions. We're at the rear.
Probably.
Zuki. Okay, Zuki's in the
yeah. Right. You know, put him in the middle. And as you get going, and they're driving, they get a better feel. This is true, you can't. he gets a better feel for what's wrong. And yeah, it's kind of sluggish, like it's kind of partially jammed, so he can't accelerate as quickly as he'd like. But he's still as performant as the ground trucks, so that's not a problem. He says it's a little shaky on the turns, so you know there's some issues with the turning still. But other than that, the trip the rest of the way is uneventful, and you make it down to Tuckerville without. So that encounter. I switched GAs over. That encounter happened right there. Just as you were, actually, it's probably more like right here. Just as you're coming down out of these mountains. Then you had this little stretch of desert to cross the last little bit. So you roll into town. It's a little later than you'd planned. But you get there okay, and Matt gives you, as you get into town, he takes the lead, because he knows where he's going, you pull up, and there's a large PGC compound that you guys pull up to. There's some storefronts along the sides of it, and then you guys drive around back, and there's a big receiving loading area. Like warehouse area that you guys pull up to and offload. And a woman comes out to meet you guys when she sees you pull up. And she says, "You guys are running a little late."
Ran into a little trouble.
And
we brought dinner.
Oh, yeah, I was talking about my skills. But yeah, the lizard, too.
And Matt calls her and says, "Okay, Lina is how you pronounce it. I don't know, Lina. Her name's Lina." He goes, "Hey, Lina. Yeah, we ran into a bit of a disturbance along the way. There was a Saffa dragon out there that we had to deal with." And she goes, "Oh, I haven't seen one of those in a while. Where was it?" And they start, he fills her in, basically, on where it happened. He goes, "All right, well, pull your stuff up. Pull the trucks in over here. We'll get them unloaded. There's rooms for you in the dorm in the dorms here if you want them, or you can get a room in town. But the ones here are free. They're on us.
Free is good.
And we'll get the trucks unloaded overnight, and you guys can head back in the morning.
At this point, is it possible to? Well, no, I'm not going to try to attempt to put some stuff in there. Okay. No, I'm, you know, thinking of infiltrating. Well, I mean, kind of our job.
That's what we're here for. Yeah, you're right.
So as you're pulling in, just to give you an idea, Tuckerville, it's not as big as Reesdale, as Reesdale, but it is definitely bigger than the town you passed around on the way, Braylon's Rest, where you stopped for lunch. It's probably about a population of about 8,000, and you definitely saw as you're driving into town, there's some agriculture out around the town. More it was off towards the south where it's less desert and more plains. But there's definitely a lot of, I wouldn't say industry, but refinery type sources, because this is a mining town. So there are a lot of places where it looks like they bring in materials and work on it. Mills and things like that, where they take the raw material and refine it into the more processed stuff that then they get shipped off. And probably you were probably about a half hour out of town, but getting close, and you saw a shuttle come down and land. And as you got closer, you saw this. There's a small spaceport. You actually passed it because it's in the desert part, so it's a little bit north of town. And there were two shuttles parked there on the landing pads as you drove in. So as you got into town, there was a lot of shopping. There's actually more stores and storefronts than you would expect for a town that size. So those are just some of your initial impressions.
This would be great.
So the equipment that we're bringing in, it does look like it's mining equipment and mining supplies.
And general foodstuffs and stuffs manufactured other places on the planet.
Nothing
out of place at all. It looks just like a shipment of material to this area. It's more local pale things than general merchandise. I mean, it's not stuff that it's more unique to the planet than just general goods that you could find anywhere on the frontier kind of thing. But it's still just a wide variety of things.
Are we? They're unloading the boxes, or
they are unloading the boxes. Some robots roll up once you park the trucks and start working on unloading the trucks.
Can I go to give them a hand and accidentally knock over one of the boxes? Just kind of listen to see if it sounds.
See if it's spilled out.
Yeah.
Sure. And at least the one you knock over, it seems like what it says it is.
All right.
Just checking.
Just double checking.
So you're all being alert. Everybody make a intuition roll, an int roll. And if you have stealth or detective or anything like that, you can.
I think I succeeded.
Add okay, that you in. Did. Yeah, John. Yeah, okay.
I actually succeeded too.
It looks like most of you did.
I know.
We might not be able to shoot straight, but you can't put anything past us.
All right. Okay, so as you're there, Matt's off talking to this lady, and you hear her ask. ask Kim, so what happened with the ship?
This would be good.
And what did he say?
And he goes, I swear you set us up for that one. That was not a downed ship with no crew. There was a Streel had a unit there helping him. And the ship was partially active still. I mean, the guns were still working. Took out all three of my explorers and several of my team. She's like, it was supposed to just be a down. I mean, it was supposed to be down. That's what they told us. They said it crashed, but obviously it didn't crash as bad as everyone thought. Okay. He goes, no, it didn't. And you can tell he's kind of upset at her.
Right, but he believes that it was okay. So they believe that it was
crashed. So now I'm wondering who it is that's told her that it crashed.
That it was a crash, yeah, and not that it was shot down.
All right, and John, you get the impression that she knows more than she's saying. Hold on, just a second.
I think we've met her.
What race is she? Human?
Yeah, she's human.
Plot out of her.
What are the chances she likes a good looking?
If you're gonna stop and get something, yes. But if you're not, then don't worry about it.
Good old Wizard of Oz fan.
No.
Especially ones just as skilled as I am.
Oh yeah, he's used the smooth.
Yeah, cheeseburgers would be good. Just a double cheeseburger. Yeah. I mean, if you're going to stop and get yourself something, otherwise I'll be okay.
I mean, I got to have a way to make the other one jealous, right?
Exactly.
Is this how it works?
Well, then just come home and eat something. A little bit. I've kind of snacked a little bit. But
I'm trying to think what we could do.
I don't need to eat anything. I just want to.
It's going to take him a while to unload everything.
Okay.
Maybe.
All right. Bye.
Nobody here's got stealth, do they?
No, I know.
That would be Jill.
Yeah.
And then Eric's character is. Detective, which kind of includes a little bit of stealth, and he's definitely here, and we can say Jill's here. It's just Clyde's not here to play her.
Oh, we're staying at the PGC compound, though.
Right? Yep, you are. Well. Yeah. There's like some barracks type accommodations, like small apartments.
I'm wondering. I wish I had some spare electronics. You know, maybe I could figure out a way of bugging her or something.
Can I surreptitiously take a picture of her with the chronicom?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to do that. And thankfully, I think Checheka took some computer skills.
Yeah. I was about to say, maybe I could look in the database to see if there's anything to find out about it.
Because unless you need someone to tell you what's the poison ivy, my character is not nearly as useful in this situation.
All right. So, yeah, I was going to, if he doesn't mind sending me the picture, I want to upload it and see if there's anything I can find out about her that's in public domain, as well as hopefully, do I have access to Strill's database?
Not directly. I mean, if you could get to a terminal, yes, that was connected to their system, but there's not anything like the internet. Most of the computers are standalone. So
right. Can we just send a picture to the Chronicom to Streel?
You could try, yeah.
Oh, well, there you go.
You're the technical guy. Would Angel know if our message could be intercepted?
It could potentially, yes.
All right, you make the call.
The Chronicom and your radio phone are kind of open networks. I mean, if somebody's specifically listening, they could intercept it. The chances that someone's specifically listening, you don't know. I mean, maybe PGC monitors everything coming in and out of their base. Maybe they don't. Maybe they wouldn't notice. Who knows? You don't know. But
God, it's a bad idea. They might not even think about it.
Do we have anything in our kits that we might be able to listen in on them?
I mean, you could tune. I mean, there's certain channels that are just general broadcast frequencies. If you knew the frequencies they're transmitting on, you might be able to. I mean, you do have a radio phone in your
Explorer. Really, I like your idea.
Yeah,
we know the frequency for Skrill.
Isn't that Chichika's?
Yeah.
Skrill, yeah.
We know the frequency for Skrill, right? I say we do it. I like the idea.
What are the frequencies for the R2 folks?
Yeah, because you've already sent them one message from earlier in the day.
Sent them a message before that the base was unoccupied.
While you're doing that, I'm going to go up and talk to Mac when he's done with it. And like, who's the hairless chick?
All right. So you go up and talk to Mac. So
I'm going to try to send
after he's done talking to you guys, he kind of takes everybody. Most of them have been here before, so they know where to go. He gathers you guys up, actually, and says, all right, follow me. I'll show you where we're staying. You guys have never done this before. And he leads you off towards the dorms, the barracks. And you can easily talk to him. So he tells you, oh, that's Lena Colley. She's kind of our contact. When we get PGC jobs, they typically come through her. She was the one that sent us off on that fiasco, and you can tell he's still fuming about it a little bit. Every time he mentions it, he's like, you can see just vein in his neck stands out.
When you talked to her about that being an ambush,
what was that?
She didn't seem like she was surprised. Sorry, I kind of overheard your conversation.
I think she was a little surprised. I mean, she's never steered us wrong in the past, so I think most likely what happened is they got bad intel from whatever their source was. Yeah. Or they were overly optimistic about the damage done to the ship when it crashed.
Well, okay.
Okay, so an important safety tip: when the job comes through her, just be a little extra cautious. Got it.
Alrighty. Well, we at least have a name, guys.
Yeah.
Lena.
Okay. Yeah, Lena.
Well, I will let the more urban people, because I'm a country bumpkin, my guy, deal with the city stuff.
Yeah, he says, so he goes, once he gets you there, he shows you around. He goes, okay, you guys can take these rooms. The plans to leave at 0800 in the morning. Till then, get some sleep, but you can head down into town if you want. If you got any credits, you can spend them. Just don't get in any trouble.
Okay.
Y'all can head into town. I got no money. Now, at these...
Actually, he says... Well, actually, that's not true. The bounty on the Slither came through while we were driving.
Oh.
So,
That's money!
Yeah, so there was 6... There was 12, 24. Everybody got 200 credits. after you split it between everybody in the group. Because there were a lot
not
of you.
A lot, but okay.
Yeah, well, there's 12 of you in the explorers and another 12 of you in the driving the trucks. And corporate rules are it's split between everybody in the on the assignment when something like this happens. So yeah, it's not a lot, but it this is the end. Yeah, and you can expect. I'm gonna report in the Sathe Dragon. That's got an even bigger bounty than the Slither does. So,
okay.
You can expect a little bit more probably in the morning to come through. Those come through from Point True, and they come through pretty quick. And we just disperse them out immediately. So
I'll be able to defend myself.
Okay. Well, I could head into town and look for some electronic supplies, some robotic supplies. Any chance I could find enough to build like a little tiny insect bot?
You could probably just buy one.
Buy one?
Yeah.
Something, you know, camera, microphone. Little thing. Patch it into my Chronicom.
Yeah, you could probably run your. Probably around 50 credits for something like that. But you, when you get into town, you realize there is a lot of all kinds of different kinds of stores. And you also notice that there's a lot of where Pale itself is mostly human, there is a much larger percentage of the other races here in this town.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And a significant number, I wouldn't say a lot, but there are a good number that have off-world accents.
Mm-hmm.
I think we might want to just sort of wander and mingle and listen for a little while, because we might just hear some conversations, you know. If we kind of spread out a little bit, we might overhear a few conversations that might be savory.
Well, okay. Whatever the artifact was going to come here, probably.
It could have been going to Point True.
That's true.
There's a really big spaceport of Point True.
But there's a chance it could be coming here. I mean, this Lena Kali girl stationed here. You know, where would they have put it? The warehouse or something that they're putting all these supplies, maybe. I might, you know, we might want to check out something like that. I don't know. I don't know if it was a one-time thing they were collecting, or they're collecting pieces to something, or... That's my thinking on it, but...
Well, you can check that out while we head into town.
Okay, can I just kind of scout out the warehouse?
Yeah, you can poke around.
I mean, you know, I'm just going there and say, hey, just checking on things to make sure they're getting in right, you know.
Yeah, if that's what you want to do, that's what you can do, okay?
Okay.
John, what does Chikara want to do?
Okay, well, I do want to buy that little bitty...
Okay,
know,
so you're going to go shopping for that.
Buy a bug bot. But keeping an ear out for any interesting conversation about just different how would I put it? Interactions between
something that stands out
and this world, something that stands out.
Okay.
In
all right.
Off world to this world connection.
All right. How about you, Angel? What is Chicheka gonna do?
Well, since I'm more technically inclined and more business-like, I'm going to see the businesses that are around here. They're mostly owned by people here, or are they owned by specific companies?
There's the big PGC complex, and then there's a Streel complex down the road. Streel has a presence almost probably as big as PGC in this town.
It's just you guys were delivering to the PGC compound. There is a Stroh compound here as well. So there's the two megacorps have shops, but then there's a lot of smaller, looks like locally owned businesses as well.
Now, do they have, like, supported by any other company, like, on like, most of their merchandise looks like it comes from a specific company?
Not specifically. I mean, obviously the PGC and Stroh stuff is
right,
theirs. But the other ones are, no, it seems to be small. Some of them carry things that are PGC and Stroh, but not too much because they just can't compete with the direct suppliers. Right. And most of it seems to be locally created, local businesses. Some of the businesses you recognize from Point True. Other ones are you haven't ever heard of. Maybe they're local. Maybe they're from some other part of the planet. Most likely local. And there's a lot of, like I said before, I wouldn't say like souvenir type shops, but definitely things that are
off-world?
Pale. No, they're local. Oh. They're like stuff from the planet that you would sell to people visiting that wanted stuff that was local flavor, you know, so things like that. There's definitely an overabundance of that. So they seem to be catering to people that visit through the small spaceport at some level.
So it's a little bit of a tourist
town. Yeah, a little bit of a tourist town because there is a spaceport. They do get people coming in from orbit and from the stations regularly. Like I said, you saw a landing while you were driving in. So, all right. So,
well, I should go to the Stroh compound to look up the database on if they have anything on either one of those ladies' names, right? I would have access. They would let me in.
Wait,
I'm undercover.
You'd have to convince them that you're Stroh and hope nobody noticed you. Yeah.
Never mind.
I don't want to be doing that one.
Never mind. I don't have my Stroh uniform on. That's right.
No, yeah, you don't. Okay, so are you looking for anything specifically while you're going around town? Are you going to do something, or are you just kind of getting a feel for the town, Angel?
I'm just more or less getting a feel for the area.
Okay. All right, then I want John, you can easily find the little gadget you're looking for. It takes you a little bit of time to find the right store that has it, but knock off 50 credits and you can buy that.
Okay. I already did.
And then both Angel and John, I want you to each make another intuition roll.
And I still like me.
I didn't do so well this time.
I guess things do get past us.
Okay. Yeah, John, you don't notice anything.
I'm too geeking out on this.
Yeah, you're having too much fun with your gadgets. So you gather the information I told you already, the kind of the layout, the makeup of the types of stores and things like that. You do get the impression there's at least the shuttle crews are here in town because you hear people talking about that. And you get the impression there's probably a good, not a lot, but a couple hundred people that aren't locals in town, kind of like visiting, just down here on the surface. But nothing particularly stands out for you. Shane, you were going to kind of go inside. You head into the warehouse. Mm-hmm. And for the most part, there's robots working to unload the trucks. But there is a human there kind of supervising, and he comes over and he says, "Can I help you with anything?"
Just checking it out. Never been here before.
Yeah, because I didn't recognize you. You're not one of the ones that usually comes down.
Nah, I'm here new hire. I guess they don't want to put it, how do I put it delicately? They had a few losses.
That's not good. Well, I don't know anything about that. Just load trucks and unload trucks. Gets boring. And,
just curious. I mean, seems like we're stacking you guys up with a lot of food.
Well, there's food. That truck's got clothes in it. That one's got some electronic parts. It's kind of just general stuff that we get one of these shipments every couple weeks. Just keep the store stocked and supplied. We won't be filling your trucks up. Oh, that's weird. We won't be filling up your trucks going back. But we'll put a few things in a couple of them to take back. We do a lot of trade with the stations here. Mostly it's the minerals, the refined ores from the mines go up, and some off-world stuff comes in. But for the most part,
Well, let me ask you a question here.
Okay.
And I'm going to pull out the teeth from the Cybo Dragon.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, if somebody had some rare things around here or was looking to buy or sell rare things, where would they go?
There's some
show them the teeth.
Old and used shops in town. Not too many antiques on the planet. Most of those are in Point True, if there's any. So, I don't know if there'd be much here. I guess he gives you the name of a couple shops that might carry that kind of stuff. He says, we don't typically deal in too much of that. The bombardment back during the war took out almost everything on the planet. So, almost everything here is new. But I guess if you're looking for curiosities and rare things, there's he gives you a couple names. Of stores in town that might carry that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but I'm not going to make any good money on things in the stores. Do you know if anybody, on the compound here, the PGC, you've seen all the kinds of things that come in here. If you ever see somebody bringing in some weird stuff, I mean, that'd be the person I'd want to talk to because they'd be more likely to buy these things.
I see what you're saying. We do get every once in a while, something odd comes in. Actually, Lena handles a lot of that stuff.
What kind of stuff comes in? I mean, maybe.
Well, sometimes we'll find some old. There'll be artifacts, like stuff left over from the war. Every once in a while, somebody finds some Sathar equipment. That comes in and. It typically goes right to Starlaw. Sometimes we get a chance to look at it before they show up, but they always seem to know when it comes in. They're here pretty quick to gather up any Sathar artifacts. Every once in a while, someone will go out scavenging through the old, effectively craters anymore. Something survived, and they'll find them and... there will be, most of that, they actually tend to take it into town, because the stores will buy those things, but he gives you a name, hold on just a second, Meikle, it's Meikle. He works over in, he has the other shift basically here in the warehouse, but he'll collect stuff. He has a fascination with that kind of stuff. So he's always interested in odd things that comes up. He'll be here
so
in a couple
like
hours.
The two people I should talk to are this Meikle and this Lena woman.
Yeah.
Where would I find, her.
Well, Lena's the guy. Lena's the lady you saw already. One that was talking.
Where would I find her? I mean, not during business hours. I mean, I don't want to deal with this stuff during business hours. Like,
that's her place. She has an apartment over there. He points off into town. That gives you the address.
Thank you.
And Meagle will be here in a couple hours. He takes over for me here when I get off.
Right,
so if you
want
to talk to him then.
Tell him someone's got some cyber dragon teeth if he's interested.
I'll let him know.
All right, I'm going to walk off and contact T'Cheka as soon as I can.
All right.
While I was walking around town, I want to see if there was any flyers or anything for like an event going on or like convention or something like that. Anything happening?
There's actually nothing happening right now. It's
Intergalactic Shriners.
Yeah, it's just the boring old day in town.
Okay.
You do pick up that the shuttles, there's typically one or two a day that arrive and depart. And so it's a fairly regular occurrence. There's a fairly regular turnover. And most of them are just cargo ships. I mean, they literally haul material up into orbit. But about every other day or so, it'll be a passenger ship that comes down and bringing 40 or 50 people from orbit, dropping them off, taking people back up for the most part. And so that happens on a fairly regular basis as well. That's something else you do pick up as you're... Now, Angel, you said you were going to try to send a message to Strail?
I was going to try, yeah.
Okay, so where are you going to do that at? Are you going to just try to send it from your Explorer parked back at the base? You're going to try to use your Chronocom? You could probably contact the Strail compound in town with your Chronocom.
Okay. So I got to... No, I gotta try to do it while I'm not like on the regular street. So I just try to walk off to the side and do something.
Okay. Well, you can easily do it while you're out about town. And so what message are you gonna try to send?
Well, I'm gonna send the information about the two females, their names, and see if they could come back with any information about them.
So Lena.
Lena and Melina?
Melina?
Yeah.
And then who's the second one?
Melina is the leader of the people
so
we're working with.
Lena's the lady here in town that works at PGC. And then Cassandra is the head of the group, mercenary group. So those two?
So Cassandra.
Okay.
Yeah, those two.
All right. All right, so you send off a message. And get a reply back. Says, "Okay, we'll look into this. We'll get back to you."
Okay.
And so they so that message went out, and is there anything else you guys are going to try to do? I see. Shane, you said you were going to try to contact.
I was going to contact Angel because, I'm going to give him the address here. I don't know what to do technically, but.
So you want to meet up at the address?
Yeah, maybe we could just scout this thing out and then, you've got a better eye for security than I do.
Okay. So I'll go to the address that he gives me.
All right, so you get there and it's a small apartment complex. It's not too far from the PGC compound. It's kind of downtown.
Okay.
Fairly nice part of town for a small town. I mean, it's like three stories tall. But the front doors are definitely have a passcode that you have to enter to get in. And It's not like you're going to be able to just walk right in.
Well,
can I try to hack it? Well, first of all, I tell Rennie about me being able to relay the message, and I'm just waiting to get feedback.
Well, that's good. That's all we can do, I guess. But what do you think, though, about maybe a little illegal activity?
I mean, that is supposedly what we're supposed to be doing, to get information.
And she did assign this mission, if we could figure out anything in her computer.
Are you sure she's not home before we try to go in there?
Well, that's a good question, but I can never pronounce John's character's name.
Chikara.
Chikara. I keep wanting to take in Land of the Lost. I know he was going to get something for some kind of a little robot thing.
Yeah, robot. I got a basically like a bug bot, just a little robot that can maybe have a camera and microphone. Although one thing I wanted to do when I got it back home was try to improve the encryption of the signal.
No.
Using my robotic skill.
We try to, it's a security coded door, but I mean, it doesn't look like high security.
Yeah.
Do you think she brings her work home with her?
Well, we can always check. All right, so I'm going to try to bypass the security.
Okay. That would be
a roll.
Keith, look at.
Here we go. Come on, make it happen, please. Woohoo!
All right. So you managed to get the door open.
Why couldn't you do that with the Explorer?
Why can't I do that with a gun?
All right, I guess we're gonna.
Walk on in. All right,
so you go in, and it's a stairwell that goes up, and there's two doors on each level. There's three levels, so there's six doors. And her name was on the top floor.
I'm looking up for cameras.
You don't see any.
Okay. That's good. Well, we head up to her door.
I'm telling you, we need Jill this time.
Oh, no.
So you get to the top, and based on the way the names on the outside of the building were arranged, you're guessing hers is the door on the left.
Okay.
Yep, listen to the door. See if there's any noise on the other side.
Okay, you don't hear anything.
It's D&D all over again.
Check for traps.
Check for traps. That's another skill roll.
I think we can... I mean, this is probably a lower security door.
Yeah, it looks like just a simple lock.
I think we could do the old credit card trick on this one.
Stick my antenna inside the key. A little twist.
you actually have a plus 10 if you want to try to get through this lock.
Yeah, I'm gonna try. I did it once. I can do it again.
Maybe no, that worked.
Maybe not. Oh, man. I broke the key off in the lock.
No, you didn't do that bad. That would be a 96 to 100. All right, so you can't get it open, and you hear some noise down below you.
Uh-oh.
Like a door opening and closing.
Somebody's coming in.
Is it the main door or somebody getting into their apartment?
Oh, it sounds like someone coming out of their apartment. Because you hear voices now in the stairwell below you. But they seem to be going down.
They're going down, probably.
Okay. Well,
you got muscle? Can you, like, push the door open?
I would hold your breath for just a minute until they leave, and then try it
next.
That's a good idea.
Well, let's see if we can give it. Can we give it another try?
Yeah, you can give it another try.
Whoa.
That's better. Woo!
All right, it pops right open this time.
Turn it left.
Oh, turn it that way.
All right, what do you want to bet she's got shag carpeting? Well, let's gingerly go in here and then...
Wander on in, close the door behind us.
Oh, he's rolling. This isn't good.
We had a game master when we were young that was constantly rolling dice.
Just to set you off. Yep. I used to do that sometimes.
All right, let's just get in there as quick as we can and see what we can
do. Go inside, close the door behind us.
Okay.
Close the door behind us. You find the computer. I'm going to look around to see if we tripped anything.
All right, you open the door. It's a hardwood floor. No shag carpeting, sorry. Fairly minimally decorated, but definitely nice furniture and furnishings. There's some paintings on the wall.
Any creatures?
No creatures. There's no animals. Go ahead and make a int roll.
I made it, I think.
Oh, both of us?
Yeah, both of you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I made my int roll.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That's not bad.
As far as you can tell, there's no... She doesn't have any, like, cameras or security in the room, in the apartment.
Yeah, I see no cameras or sensors.
Yeah.
So we should be good.
Right.
So you're in a kind of a living room area. Off to the side, you can see a kitchen dining area. It's kind of attached. There's like a dividing, like a bar between them. And then there's a hallway that goes back further into the apartment. And you can see at least three doors off that hallway. One at the far end and then two on one on each side.
Because there's one at the far end, there's probably a bedroom. The bathroom and the kitchen.
Right, well,
you can see the kitchen.
Is there like a terminal anywhere?
Not that you can see, no.
Or a workstation? No?
Nope, there's a Hollywood projector, couch, recliner in the front room, coffee table in the middle.
Is there anything that would be like a phone?
No. Everybody has Chronicoms. You don't need a phone.
Well, that's...
One of those doors is either her office or the computer's in her bedroom.
All right, I'm going to quietly walk up to the first door.
Okay.
Kind of listen.
You don't hear anything.
I'm going to look at it closely, make sure, and then open it.
All right, it opens up. Which one are you going to? The one on the left, the one on the right, or the one at the end?
One on the left.
You said one on the left, Shane?
Yeah, and okay. Which one are you taking, Angel?
One at the end.
Okay. So, Shane, you open yours, and it's an office. It looks like it's probably a bedroom, but it's been being used as an office. There's desks, there's filing cabinets, and there is a small computer, as small as they come in Star Frontiers, sitting there on the desk, or there's at least a terminal there on the desk.
Does it look like something that could be detached?
Oh no, it's a Type 1 computer. So,
okay,
you know, it's just a small, probably has one or two programs on it. Remember, the computers are there's the main body, and then you plug in circuit boards, and they get bigger as you. Yeah, exactly.
I'm gonna wave to Angel, but you know he's doing his thing. But
yeah. So Angel, you open that door, and it's that door on the end is another bedroom. Looks like probably a master bedroom. There's probably a bathroom because you see another door through it.
Okay.
And there's a nice bed, and there's a hall, another Holovid projector in there, and it's.
Okay. No computer though.
Just a computer.
No.
This is just a bed. This is her sleeping location.
I'm gonna tell him there's a computer in here.
Oh.
Well, I'm gonna open up the other door.
Sounds good.
The one on the right. Hello?
Hello, sorry. I was being distracted.
I'm gonna go to the computer and he's gonna go to the other door.
Okay.
The one on the right, yeah.
The other door, you open it, it's a bathroom. It's like a half bath, toilet sink, no shower
I'm gonna
or anything.
Come back in, and I'm going to tell him it's just a.
Actually, no, it is. It's a full bath. Never mind. I take that back.
Just so, a bathroom. You want to get to the computer, and I'll see if I can get into the filing cabinet.
Sounds like a plan.
All right.
All right. So it's time for a computer check. So this would be logic with half your logic plus your computer skill, and it is. A level 1 computer, so it's only minus 10%.
So his level with computers just basically cancels out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's one. Yeah, that means I needed a 20. That wasn't.
Yep. All right, so you sit there and you're working on it. Actually, hold on. You're able to get it on, but yeah, you're able to get it on, but it's asking for a password, and so you're either going to have to try to figure out how to get past that, or try to
look underneath the keyboard,
hardwire past. You have your choice. Exactly, you have your choice of trying to. Figure out the password by, you know, algorithmically programming it, or you can try to kind of get past it hardware-wise, try to bypass, short out that the security protocol on it.
That would probably be the critical one.
Yeah. The physical one is faster, but harder. So... trying to defeat the security on it could take you several hours. Trying to physically bypass it would only take a few minutes. Well, except that you probably don't have your computer kit with you. You probably weren't carrying that around town. So that might actually be kind of hard to do.
Is there one around here? Like in a
no, it doesn't look like she has one. This looks like something she bought and just uses.
That's why I was saying maybe we could rip it out and take it with us.
Well, you could. It might look a little odd. Especially if you carry it back into... I mean, it only weighs about 6 or 7 pounds.
Well, I'm looking around to see if there's anything...
back into the headquarters and she comes walking out. Hey, that looks just like mine.
Put it in a pawn shop. Yeah.
Is there anything that looks like pictures around or something? Something stupid? Look in the back, see if there's something written.
All right, let's see.
That's what I was about to say. Yeah, look in the drawers or something to see if she puts the password somewhere. Cause, I mean,
yeah.
All right. Make a roll.
53. That's below my intuition.
Okay.
I don't know. Put in something personal about her. She's here.
Mine does not.
All right. No, you guys can't find anything. So either she's got it hidden well enough that you're not seeing it, or you're not recognizing it, or she just doesn't. She knows what her password is and doesn't have it written down anywhere.
What about the filing cabinet?
The filing cabinet you can open. It's not locked.
Oh.
What's in there?
So
files.
You said it. You start looking through it, and some of it is personal stuff, bills, paperwork, things like that. It does look like there's some stuff related to work there, but it's fairly low level, like, you know, shipment manifests and things like that. And you're not quite sure why it's here and not at the office, or maybe these are just copies.
With the Chronicom?
What? Yeah, you can have some pictures. As far as you can tell, it looks just like normal stuff. But yeah, you can snap some pictures with that.
All right. If we can't get into that thing, we got to get out of here.
All right. Make one more roll, Shane.
Oh,
nice.
All right. In the back. So they're kind of like hanging files, and as you're moving them, you notice that there's something on the bottom of the filing thing, like it's not hanging up, and you pull that out. And it is it's actually another set of manifests, but these ones look like they're not standard stuff. So you see stuff, there are some shipments that came in from Clarion that she was, and she just, there's like little notes and things like there on there that are handwritten that you assume is her handwriting because it matches across all the ones you see. And there are some names of and addresses in Point True. There's some up at Navin's Mill. There's a couple more over at Mina's Beach, Maya's Beach, which is the town. If you're looking at the map there, it's the one to the west of Point True. And there's also a page that has some names and Chronicom numbers on them, but they're not Pale numbers. They're not local. They're like off-world, maybe station, maybe other systems. And you know that it's possible to reach those kind of numbers. You can send a message to a number like that, and it gets relayed across the subspace network eventually. It doesn't. So you can send messages. It's like an email address. You can send a message, but it has to travel across radio, phone, or, you know, some longer communication method. But you can contact that Chronicom numbers, any Chronicom number. It just may take a while for the message to get there, and you're not going to have real-time communication with it. That's just the way the communication works in the Frontier.
I'm going to quickly take photos of this and put it back and say, we got to go.
Okay.
And then let's try to get out of here as
quietly as we can.
Yeah, quick and calmly.
All right. Make one more roll, each of you.
And this is where the luck runs out.
I've just been doing 70s the whole time. So
oh my gosh.
All right.
Angel sure, is living in the 70s.
The jackpot when you guys get caught.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man. You want to swap roles, Tom?
So, as you get out and you walk out of her door, no problem. You get out, close her door, leave her apartment. You're heading down the stairs and you get out the front door and you walk out and the door's closing behind you, and down the street you see her walking down the road towards you guys.
Uh,
Okay, she's walking towards us.
She's a ways away. So right, she may or may not have noticed that you came out of the building. But you, as you walk out, you see her because your brains are locked onto thinking about her apartment and her, and so you immediately recognize her, even though she's quite a bit ways away.
Well,
probably a couple hundred meters off.
Make it look like we were looking past her door, though. No, yeah, because you were coming supposedly to trade off the teeth with her.
Yeah, I'm thinking I might just you walk away with.
All right.
And then I will walk towards her and see if she says something to me.
I wander away.
All right, you wander away. And so. Are you going to stand there? Are you going to walk towards her? What are you going to do?
Shame. I'm just going to walk towards her, not like okay. I'm purposely walking towards her. But
okay, you're just going to walk down the street in that direction. Okay. So as you get closer, she says hi to you. She goes, "Aren't you one of the guys that came in on one of Reese's new people that came in with the shipment?"
Yeah, you are Miss Collie?
Collie. Yeah.
Collie, yeah. Lena. One of the guys at the warehouse, I was asking if there were anybody in town that collected rare things, and he said every once in a while something would come in, and I thought maybe you'd be the person to talk to, and I'm going to pull out the cyber dragon teeth.
Well, not that. She's like, she looks at it like, she goes, I do collect stuff, but I'm not much into that kind of stuff. I'm more into, like, historical, cultural type artifacts.
Then I guess I'll check out that Miko guy.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he might be. He tends to be more in the naturalistic stuff. But I'm more interested in more cultural things and historical pieces. I know people that collect that kind of stuff, and I kind of help them find it when I can.
Right, I think she just gave away something.
Yes she did. Well, you know, if I see anything like that, I'll come. I'm not normally the kind of guy who does this kind of thing, but you know, I just started this job here, and I'm kind of between gigs, and you know.
All right, well, you know, if you ever run into anything else, you know, let me know when you're in town, or let Cassandra know. She can get a hold of me.
Okay. Well, do you have a number? Chronicom number?
Yeah, sure. And she gives it to you.
Right. Thank you.
She goes here, and she hits a button on her Chronicom, and it transmits to yours because they're right next to each other, and you can do that to swap numbers. So she gives you basically you exchange numbers, create a connection.
Okay.
Anything else?
Thank you so lot. I'm just gonna, leave you to it. I'm gonna go and see if I can sell things to someone else.
All right. Well, good luck.
I'm gonna walk off.
Okay.
So now we've got our numbers, so we can cross reference it with everything else. All right. Then I'm gonna go try to find Checheka, then we're gonna go meet Chikara.
All right.
And go over what we found.
All right, so you guys are easily able to meet up. Do you want to meet up back at the PGC compound in town somewhere?
I would think in town somewhere would be better.
Probably in town.
Okay.
So. Yep.
All right. Well, so where do you want to meet up? Try to meet up at.
I don't know. There's got to be some local.
Some bar,
I mean, yeah. If you want to hit a restaurant, okay, that's fine. Yeah, you guys can get a restaurant, a diner, whatever you want. Somewhere you can get some food, you get a booth, and you can start talking, and you swap information.
Okay. Can we take a look? It's probably hard to read this stuff on a Chronicom.
Yeah, it's really hard to read on a Chronicom. Got a little 3-inch, not even that, 2-inch screen.
With the iWatch. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, I was able to play some good games on a screen that size.
Well, she's obviously, you know, she's a collector of rare things. She's got a network of people, obviously. I don't know. What do you think? We give this to Streel, or we give some of it to Streel, or?
Well, I want to wait until we get the information from Streel first. See what information they come back with.
Is there some way we could get, without letting anyone know, just cross-reference these numbers? At least get like an exchange that they go to?
You can actually just pull those up. Yeah, any you could head to the library in town and get on a terminal and probably look up the Chronicom numbers, or at least get an idea. You may not get the exact person that they're registered
to.
Internet
but cafes? Oh, no, internet.
No, you don't have something like that. But there are databases and things like that at the library. You could, and there is a library in town, so you could easily go there and get on one of the computers and probably find out at least definitely the star system, because they're organized that way. So Chronicom numbers are actually fairly long, like lots of digits, and they're organized. So the first part is the star system, and the next part is the planet. And then there's a whole nother section that is for the stations, and you know, and so you, based on the number, you could probably at least get a general location of where that Chronicom was at least issued.
Okay, well, here's my thinking, guys.
Okay.
The shuttle that was coming in that had that artifact.
Right.
Somebody knew it was coming. I'm betting one of these Chronicom numbers is somebody on one of these planets where this thing was coming from. And they're letting her know, so she goes to send the people out. And if that's the case, we need to let Streel know
that there's, you know,
this might be one of the moles or whatever.
Yeah, if possible, it would be good to transmit that to Streel, but not while we're at the PGC base.
Yes, I agree with that, but I'm just saying.
Well, right now we're not at the base, though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, what are these things? These have the potential, one of these numbers could be to a pirate. You know, the guys who attacked that ship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
I agree. It does sound like she's a bit of a fence or something like that.
Yeah, but I mean, one of these numbers has to lead to the people that attacked that ship somehow. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's not directly, but just a couple of people down the line. We need to see if we can get Streel to tell us where that ship was coming from.
And who knew what the
cargo they're probably was. Not going to want to tell us what the cargo was, but if we
no, not what, the... but who knew what the cargo was.
So, I don't know. What do you think?
Yes.
Think we can contact him one more time with asking where that ship was?
Well, if we'll give it a shot, I could try it from right here.
Okay.
We're in the busy diner. We're in the library. We're in the library.
They're probably more likely to talk to you than me. My personality, as you remember, is less.
So, I translate the information. Transmit the information that he gave me and ask for the information about where did the shuttle come from.
Well, you know the shuttle came from LACO.
It came from LACO, okay.
Yeah, it came from LACO, Dixon Star. The crew told you that when you were there with them.
That's right.
Yeah, and you know it was artifacts from LACO that were in the ship. That you know already.
But then we need to find
out. See, that's the thing. They were artifacts from there, and she talks about collecting historical artifacts. And helping people acquire them.
Well, why don't we go to the library and see which one of these numbers could possibly lead to Leiko?
Or to the buyer.
Or to the buyer, yeah.
Okay. So, you go.
We got tonight.
Yeah, well, it's early-ish evening. I mean, at this point, it's probably, you were on a normal planet, it would be sunset. But with the long days, it's like sun is high in the sky. Well, actually, it's not. It's actually low because it's going to be night on your drive back. So the sun is actually setting, but you know. Sunsets take like 4 hours, so it's really slow. Probably a little not quite 4 hours, but it feels like that sometimes. So it's not dark yet, but it will be within a couple more hours, just the way all the times are arranged. So, but it's still relatively early evening. It'd be like 8 o'clock-ish. So.
Well, let's just quickly stop by the library and see if we can get that exchange information, and then we'll head back.
Okay. So, you go in the library. You can either try to find it yourself, or you can ask the librarian. What are you going to do?
Well, since you work at the library, I'm guessing the librarian's not evil. So we'll ask the librarian.
Okay. So, they says, okay. Chronicom number system. Let's see. And he walks you over. He looks through some books. He goes, here, this is probably actually your best bet. And he pulls a book off the shelf. And it's moderately thick. But he says, okay, this is how it works. And he opens it up and he shows you. And it's basically broken down into sections. And you can kind of just look up the number, the first 10 digits of the number, and that will narrow it down. And that's about as fine-grained as you're going to get.
All right.
And so you start looking through. It's fairly easy once you've got it. You start looking through. There are 12 numbers. Four of them are here on Streel, or here on Pale. And they're all, one's in Point True, one's in Navin's Mill, one's in Maya's Beach, and actually two of them are in Point True. And then one of them is on New Pale. So here in the system, another one is one of the stations. All you know, it's a space-based number, but in Truane Star. So it could be any of the stations orbiting either of the planets. All right. One of them is contact on Clarion. Is it a number for Clarion? Two of them are from Gran Quivera. Mm-hmm. Which is probably surprising because that's where PGC is headquartered. One of them is on Leiko. One is on Terraldrum, which is in the Framaltar system. And one of them is on Innerreach, Indermune. That's all of them. So you're at least able to localize them down to there. So most of them are planet-based. One of them's in orbit here. One of them's on the other planet in the system. And,
Well, question, guys. Do we want to transmit this information to Streel, or do we want to see if we can get an expense account and get some tickets off-world? follow some leads.
I'll bet you if we were to send this to Streel, they would let us go pursue it, or they may even be able to help connect some of this up with some known information.
That makes sense.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Kind of narrow down our off-world directions.
Well, we have been punching way above our belts.
Yeah.
They might actually think we can do this. What do you think, Angel?
I think we should give some of the information to Streel. And yeah, like he was saying, hopefully they'll narrow down our search.
All right, let's do that.
A lot of places mentioned.
But yeah, LACO is just one system over.
I've never been on all
of these.
So my character would like to go, but he's a little nervous.
I think we need to really check out this space station one, though. Because somebody had to give that order to attack that shuttle. I mean, yeah, the information could have been coming from LACO, but then she's got to give it to someone to attack that shuttle. And that's
yeah.
Space.
Yeah, to bring it down.
Probably a good...
Well, do we want to stay undercover, or are we going to ditch out here?
Let's transmit it and see what the boss says.
But I think, yeah, for now we should stay on the cover, though.
If nothing else,
yeah,
get a nice night's sleep here on their expense and see if the Cyber Dragon bounty comes through.
Yeah, I like that idea, too.
Okay.
And so see if they still ever relay any information about her that we might know. We still don't get anything back yet.
Okay. All right, that's what I think we're going to try to do then, Tom.
Okay. So you guys head back to everybody take off 2 credits for dinner. And you head on back to the compound. And is there anything you wanted... Jill Zolke or Dole to be doing while you guys were gone? Since technically they're here in town.
Well, especially Jill, since she's stealthy, if she could kind of stealth around this little headquarters and just see what she could find.
I love that term.
What?
Stealth around.
All right, John, give me 3 D100 rolls.
Jeez.
Oh, it was your idea.
You want some high numbers, don't you?
Oh, that's a good one. Bad. That one's not so good. And that's another good bad. One.
Okay.
All right,
so...
He didn't expect you to pass any of those.
Now I'm trying to decide what information to give you guys. So Jill goes around, kind of looking around, poking around, and talking to people. And she actually overhears earlier in the day before... Before Lena left, she caught her talking with Mac again, she reports that they were talking a little bit more about the ship incident again. And ship incident, but
he just ain't gonna let this thing go.
No, he's not.
And she says, yeah, the ship that shot them is gone. They left. And that's about all she hears. But obviously, she gets the impression that Lena knew what ship fired on the shuttle that you guys rescued, and that that whatever ship it was has left the system. It's long enough. They would be out of the system by now. But that's about all she hears. But you do get that impression that she does know. She reports this to you guys when you get back. That obviously Lena knows more and actually knows what the ship is, was that shot the Strill ship down, or at least tried to shoot it down.
Okay.
And she also, in talking with people, gets the impression, or just, you know, just moving around, is that Lena doesn't, while she has the apartment here, she's actually not here very often. She actually spends more time in Point True than here. She just happens to be down here right now. I mean, she's down here regularly, but the majority of her time is not here in this facility. She does come down regularly and someone up from. Oh, that's really weird.
Yeah.
It's just when I lean back.
When we lean back, we get weird interference.
Anyway, so she comes down and works with shipments coming in and out of the starport here, the little spaceport. But she's not like in charge of this facility or anything. She's just here occasionally. There's someone else that's actually in charge. That's the other bit of information she picks up.
So that means that even though we're heading back to Restell tomorrow, that doesn't mean that we're losing the ability to keep chasing after her every, you know, because Restell's right there near Point True.
Yeah. Which is where you guys are based out of, is Point True. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I guess we need to wait till we get that information back, and then we can decide our plan.
All right, so you're looking for more information on these 12 numbers, information on her and Cassandra. I think those are the things you've requested information on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so nothing comes in that night. So I assume you guys are just going to go to sleep and get a good night's sleep?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so you go to sleep. When you get up in the morning, all of you have a message on your Chronicom from Streel.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
And you open up, you probably all at various points in the morning, you wake up, you get up, you notice your Chronicom has a message, you open it up, and it says it basically says you might want to extract yourself. It says the two mercenaries that you guys captured at the ship have been released from custody and are returning.
Crap.
Yeah, they had to turn him over to the authorities, and apparently somebody got in and got him released before they realized it. And so they were released, and this message just came in like 20 minutes ago, kind of thing. So they've been released this morning, and will probably be headed back to the mercenary base.
Yeah, we got it.
We can't go back to the base. Yeah, going back to the base.
Our explorer did not take damage.
No, it did not.
Well, quick question.
Huh?
Did the money come through for the bounty?
Yeah. I should sort of wait for that.
Well, let's see if it came through yet or not. Yes, it did. So you all have another additional 250 credits.
So
you're done. Might as well get rich while we can before we ditch this employer.
You haven't collected a paycheck from him yet, but
that's
something
nice.
Tells me we're not gonna.
Yeah, that's us. We're not gonna get one.
I am going to write a small note before we leave that says thanks for the memories.
Okay. So, you have the six of you are there. So, you three plus Zolki, Dol, Multan, and Jill. We'll assume that Jaren's character, whose name I can't remember off the top of my head at the moment, is back in Pointer somewhere because he never came on this with you guys, Shahuzin. So it's just so you'll all fit in the Explorer if you want, but you are in the PGC compound, and
getting out would be
the others are now. People are getting up, getting ready. You guys are gonna head out in probably an hour, or hour and a half from now. Is when you're planning to head back.
Yeah.
Did they restock our ammunition
overnight? No.
Okay. Well, why don't we head down there and say we're going to check out the vehicle and restock and see if we can get out of here.
I work in the mortar pool, so I would say that, yeah, they know I'm the mechanic. Not a good one after that last roll, but... I work on the vehicle.
I suppose he could go and pick it up, and we could meet him somewhere near off the base or something. If he could get out, you know, take it out for a
test run.
I don't know. No, because they're going to be expecting us to get together first thing in the morning.
Yeah, but I mean, it's our vehicle, and they know we. Let's just, I don't know, fly casual.
Distance, but don't look like you're keeping the distance.
Exactly.
you know, we could say that hey, we put in an order for something for the Explorer, because it's our special baby here. And they were going to have it first thing in the morning. We wanted to go into town and
pick it up.
And yes, all of us have to go because it's ours.
we gotta get the Knuter valve fixed.
The Knuter valve.
Because it's our baby.
All right.
Specialized decals for the side or something. I don't know.
Oh, we do got to get a cyberguard.
All right, John, make a roll. You have the highest personality score in the group.
Is his personality low?
It's 65, actually. Wow. No, it's actually really high.
I think I did fairly well.
You did. Okay, so you spin a story, and you guys, the six of you, roll out in the Explorer. And Mac says, all right, be back in an hour. We'll be getting up and getting ready to go.
Should Will do. About getting a paycheck early.
We just have to hope that we don't run into anybody on the way back to Point True.
I think we can get ahead of them. Just
yeah, we're just gonna zoom out right now. Yeah, he said be back in an hour.
We could come the other way. Do we want to go cross country a little bit if we can?
Yeah, we could definitely go off road.
No, I think we'll be fine. I mean, they're going to go back to their base. They're not coming back to where we are.
Well, then you have to practically drive by their base.
We have to drive through Reesdale to get to Point True if we follow the road.
Okay, you've made a
point. But if we go a little bit off-roading, we'd be going slower. But anyone pursuing us would also be going slower. And we could... And if they're until they're pursuing us, you know, they'd have to trail us to figure out where we're going and stuff.
All right, you make a persuasive argument.
We could take the road back to this Braylon's Rest or whatever it is.
I was thinking about the right past Braylon's Rest.
All right.
Yeah, and then cut across country from there to Point True.
If that, yeah.
So basically just cutting out Reesdale.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that area there is hilly and mountainous, but you could probably make your way. Since you're an explorer, you could definitely do it. You just want to be as fast as the roads.
Okay. Yeah.
And one of their explorers is not all that great condition, so they only got one other explorer.
Yeah, maybe it worked out.
It kind of had a roadside repair, didn't it?
See, this was the plan all along.
That's why you were trying to connect this.
There you go. Yeah, that's the ticket.
So the best part about it is when they figure out who we are, they're going to think that really was the plan.
I know, right?
Damn, those guys are really good.
Yeah, they were 3 steps ahead the whole time. So we're taking off.
All right, so yeah, you guys are just gonna head on down the road then.
Yep, well, he's on down the road.
Okay.
And I'm going to basically block their calls on my Chronicom. Hmm?
Well, we have their signals. Can we put on the radio and in the Explorer?
Yeah, and they also have your numbers to try to get a hold of you, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, voicemail. Okay, he rolled again.
We don't have no tracking device on our vehicle, right?
Not that you know of.
Okay, wait a second.
Yes. No, there's not. I'm just messing with you. Okay. So, about an hour later, so you're about here.
Where are you guys?
And your radio phone, yeah, crackles to life. And it's Mac. He says, what are you guys doing? Where are you? You're supposed to be back by now. We got to roll out.
Well, Chikara, you got the best personality.
Traffic.
Or you can ignore him.
Yeah.
That's at the bar.
Well, but see, if we tell him traffic, but we're only 15 minutes out, we stall him by an additional 15 minutes.
There you go. You could try that. Make a roll.
Okay.
Well, they see me, so this time we got a flat tire and I had to change it.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
He's not convinced.
Not at all.
Guys, I just had a bad thought here. Do we have to stop and get recharged at Braylon's Rest?
No, you recharged overnight. You can get all the way back to Point True.
Okay, that's good.
Even going across country.
and having to travel a little more circuitous route because you're going to be dodging hills and stuff. So no, you do not have to charge before you get back to Point True. They charge you up overnight at the PGC base.
That was kind of them.
Yes, it was. Hey, Checheka, could you call your brother up in case we needed some place to lay low for a bit if we can't get through there?
Wait, what?
You have a brother that is a trucker too, right?
Yeah, he would know all the places to hang low at, I think.
Yeah. Just in case. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just in case, yeah. Somewhere in Braylon's Rest.
You got any side truck stops or anything like that that you have to go to?
A garage. Yeah.
We can... All right, so you try to convince Mac that you're just delayed in traffic, and he's not buying it at all. He goes, "Are you guys skipping out? What are you guys doing?" And he says, "You hear him yell, 'Load up! We're rolling out now!'" And the your connection goes dead almost immediately after he says that. He hangs up on you.
Floor it, man.
Yeah, we gotta go to top speed. I mean, we're on a straight road, so.
Relatively.
But hey, it's cool looking.
Yeah, and I guess it does scare some people away.
Yeah, the quick death decals.
You gotta get a Cyber Dragon one next.
Yeah.
So. All right.
Anybody's van.
Painted black with the red stripe.
we should just have paint Checheka riding a cyber dragon and like rainbows spitting out of the nostrils.
Okay, right, so you guys take off down the road.
Yeah.
And you realize you guys were driving at the speed of the trucks when you were traveling before.
Right.
You guys aren't held back by the trucks anymore, and while explorers aren't super fast, they can drive faster than the trucks. Their cruise speed's actually slower, but that's because they're designed to be slower off-road. But on a road, they can go faster than the trucks can. So, if he stays with his trucks, you guys can easily outrun him. And you've got, like you said, you have
an hour head start.
You have an hour head start. His one vehicle is damaged.
I'm more worried about someone coming down from Reestale.
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm thinking.
Well, you also know that when you left, the only vehicles left at the compound was a ground car, an air car, and a couple of motorcycles.
It's the air car that worries me.
All right, well, hey, I'm manning the machine gun. You floor it, and we'll be ready for them.
Yeah, the air car is the only thing we actually have to worry about.
If we can get to
stressing too much.
Braylon's Rest and then head across.
All right.
I think we'll be okay.
So it's about a 6-hour drive. That was at the slower speeds of the... So it's probably about 4 hours for you guys if you floor it and travel at your top speed. You can probably get to Braylon's Rest in about 4 hours.
Can we listen in on their radio frequency?
Yeah. If that's the one you have, I mean, you can listen to one at a time. You can bounce around between.
Yeah, I might do that to see if they're sending something else. Or if they say change frequencies.
All right, so he called yours directly. You switch over to the one that you normally use to communicate with the base, which you had because they gave it to you. And you don't get anything immediately, like, because you didn't switch over as soon as you were done talking with him. But probably about 10 minutes later, you get a mess. You hear a transmission that sounds like it's coming from the base, saying, we'll send someone down, and it'll be about a half hour before they can get underway, but that should be plenty of time to locate them.
Okay. Off-road it is. Or you guys want to see if we can camouflage the thing? Get off-road, you know, 15 minutes off-road and then camouflage?
Do we have a tarp or anything like that to cover it up?
Nothing I know of.
I think we might have to do it the old-fashioned way.
Oh, God.
Out in the middle of the desert.
Some mud and some shred and...
tree branches.
All right, so you are – so you'll be about here, maybe not quite that far, probably more like here, when that half hour expires, so somewhere up in that area, and you know an air car from Reesdale will take – if they floor it, they can get down to there within another half hour to 45 minutes. They fly all out. But that doesn't give them a lot of time to loiter and look around. So it's more likely going to take them about an hour to get down there flying.
Can we go off-road and just make sure to hit every puddle and mud puddle and anything? That'll help out a lot.
Yeah, but then we're leaving tracks. When we first go off-road, we want to be kind of cover our tracks.
We want to go over rocks, yeah.
Yeah, we need to be in a rocky environment.
See, you can probably make it to here, which is the edge of the mountains, basically about where you fought that cyber dragon, which was right in that area. You can make it back to there and head off into the mountains if you wanted to.
We could hide
it. We could look for a cave.
Cyber dragon.
Maybe the cyber dragon had a cave.
I mean, yeah, you could get here and then head off this way or something.
Yeah.
The other alternative I was thinking, if we get out there and then we contact Chichek's brother and say, hey, can you get a vehicle down here that's big enough to carry an explorer?
Yeah, but by the time he comes over here, it'd be
It would be a day or more before he could get in.
Because I thought about that, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a job and everything.
He's got a brother, too.
But couldn't we call Streel for backup?
I think we follow that plan and get off-road. We probably don't want to be doing too much communication because they're going to be trying to listen for anything. Well, I don't know.
They don't have
frequencies. They don't have ours.
Yeah, they don't have Strills.
Why don't we get
It'd
off
be
road?
Good to
and...
let Strill know where we are, where we're going.
And that we're coming in hot.
We need to. The most important thing is get off road.
No, that we're definitely going to do.
And get hidden.
Can I use my environmental skill at all to figure out, like, hey, that is where we should head to?
Be yeah, easy to absolutely. That's skill, and you have another one like survival or tracking or something like that. That'll definitely come into play there.
Survival.
Yeah.
All right, I've got both of those. So.
Yeah. So those will definitely, whichever one's your higher one, you can definitely apply to finding a route and concealment and all that kind of stuff. So, all right. So is that what you want to do? You want to get back up to where you fought the cyber dragon and then
yeah,
head off road.
Yeah,
I'm not very helpful with that hiding thing.
Okay,
me neither.
So,
what was the map that hunter gave us? Does that cover down here as well or no?
Some of it does, but most of it, the one you were looking at was more up around where that stuff all happened. Yeah, on the north side. This is down where he had been recently, down in the southern mountainous area, down here. That isn't the map he gave you. Okay. Or it's not the one he showed you that you took pictures of. So you took pictures of the map that was up this area. All right. So you guys head out. About the time that you think that Aircart is probably taking off and headed your direction, and maybe even a little bit past that, you get to the carcass of the cyber dragon, and it's there, and it's been worked over a little bit, but it's a big enough creature that it's still mostly intact. And which direction are you going to head? You're going to turn north? You're going to go perpendicular to the road? You're going to go? What are you going to do? I think you should be able to draw. If you pick the arrow and pick freehand, you can draw on this map.
Well, that's.
So I will put a mark.
Where is it?
I'm thinking some of this.
Is it right here?
You're going to go off road right around there. Yeah.
Oh,
wow, that was pretty good.
This direction. I mean, because they're going to expect us to go north to Point True or well, I don't know. They don't know where we're based.
No,
at.
They don't know where we're from.
Since we're heading back down the road this direction, they're going to expect us, I think, to stay more on the road. But if we head out this way, we could circle back around to Point True. We could come in, you know, it's going to take us a little while, but we could, you know, circle back around, I think.
All right, well, let's try that out, I guess.
Okay.
It also looks like it's not as...
I mean, the only thing they have that's going to be catch us is the air car.
Here.
No, but it doesn't look as rugged as quickly as if we went straight.
Yeah, it looks...
Yeah, so this is kind of... Oh, I'm still in a box. Hold on. This is kind
of delete that.
I just did undo. So that arc there is kind of a you're probably going to have to try to find a way through. That's kind of the peaks of the mountains right there, and then there's another ridge that runs up here like this, and then.
Chikara and I both have survival. We have traveled to this point, or like
you may very well have. So you'll probably be able to find a way through. It's not like this stuff down here. Oh, I gotta go back to the arrow. This stuff down here is just kind of like low rolling hills, and then you hit a ridge of mountains. This may even have been an impact basin in the distant past. Who knows?
Let's head that way, but stop at some point so we could try to camouflage quickly. Or do you think we should just head out? You know, the chances are they're not going to be able to search everything in the grid wise.
I say we just head out.
Okay.
Worst comes to worst, we're also keeping an eye out. It's an air card. They're going to be easier to spot than we are.
And that's true.
Open fire. Once they get shot enough damage, the air card goes down. They're stuck.
Actually, there's nothing else they could do. Out of curiosity, what color did we paint the van again?
Black
with the red stripe.
That's right. It's not going to stand out.
All we got to do is cover up that red stripe, and it'll be hard to spot us at night.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we actually. Never mind.
Let's do that then.
Yeah. You just keep going.
All right.
Chikara, you stay on the guns. just in case.
Actually, shouldn't Zulky?
Oh, Zulky's the gun guy, right? Okay.
Either one. I think John's skill is actually higher at the moment.
So John, it is.
Oh, so Chikara, get up.
Yeah, Chikara's on the gun. Angel's driving, and Rennie's giving direction. So Rennie, make a roll.
Yep, you're navigating.
Oh gosh, so it's all gonna come down to my failure.
Hey, you make such a great scapegoat.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right.
Gotten away with it if it wasn't for Rennie.
All right, so it's probably almost an hour after you leave the road because you've had to slow down.
Yeah.
And, but probably about an hour after you leave the road, you spot the air car. It's off in the distance. It's back behind you, and it seems to be flying high over the road, but it passes where you left the road. And it continues south towards Tuckerville.
I think we're making a good getaway.
And you hear probably about 10 minutes after you hear it pass, the radio springs to life again and it says, "Well, we didn't see them on the road. They've obviously left it. We're gonna start searching off-road now. We'll probably search the area a little bit, then we're going to go back and recharge."
All right, cool. So they have to recharge.
So,
okay. Giving us more time.
That'll work. Drive as fast as you can in this terrain, man.
All right, so you guys continue, and about 15 minutes after you hear that radio signal, the plane, the air car passes, and it's over here. You guys are about where that little purple dot is right now. It makes a pass. Let me just draw on this map. So the first time it went kind of down the road. Then it comes back here. And then it makes another pass like this. And another one like this. But when it makes this pass, you guys are probably about over here at that point. And they don't ever seem to find you. And then you hear them call in, we're getting low on power. We got to head back. And that's the last you hear from the air car.
All right.
Good. They didn't find our tracks. It helps that we stayed on the road, on the rocks.
Well, yeah, we could probably bear north now.
Yeah, let's do that.
Because the air car was our biggest threat.
Yeah, let's bear north.
So we're heading north.
All right. So you guys head north. Oh, let's see. You guys are off road. Hold on.
That's not good. Ooh. That's really not good.
That last one was just a D10. All right.
Yeah.
So you're probably about here. Oh, that's not what I meant to do. That's okay. So probably about this point, and you come across you come over a hill, and right there in front of you is the pale equivalent of a grizzly bear, and it just rears up and growls at you.
Since I'm sitting here with the gun, I think I'm going to shoot it.
It's not as big as your Explorer, but it's still bigger than the bears you see here on Earth. It probably stands, when it rears up on its hind legs, it probably stands 10 or 11 feet tall. It probably weighs you know, 900,000 pounds. It's a big, shoot it's it, a kid. Big creature.
Shoot it, babe.
Well, except we're moving, but it is short
so
range.
So you, Chicheka needs to make a dex roll.
Quick question.
Oh, for his driving?
Yeah.
Is it in season?
Succeed, man.
It's fall.
Rabbit season.
No, the bear.
So, oh, you mean hunting season?
Hunting season. Oh, dear.
Probably not.
I might not have to shoot it. You might have hit it.
What's your dex?
70.
Your dex is 70. Oh. Then you made it.
Yeah, I just
so you don't hit it unless you want unless you want to unless you want to.
You know what?
Okay, well, here's my roll for shooting at it, and I miss.
All right, so you fire a warning shot.
Can I ram it?
If you want to, it's pretty massive.
Yeah, but this is an explorer. It could take
yeah,
a hit.
Yeah, it can probably take a hit.
Yeah, I'm going to ram that bad.
I blame Chicheka's driving for my shot, you know. Obviously.
Chikara thought you were going to zig around it, and instead you went straight in, so you missed.
Oh, straight in.
All right.
Bam.
Messed up my shot.
All right, roll 10d10.
Oh my god, that's a bad.
Okay. Well, so you barrel down at it, and at the last minute, it tries to dodge out of the way because you are bigger than it, and you clip it in the hindquarters with the corner of your vehicle.
All right, cool.
I want you to make another roll.
Does it roll away? Oh.
God, our explorer is going to be a Bondo bucket by the time we're done. We could buff that out.
Okay. So, you have no problem. You clip it. You catch it. Spins. I mean, you lose a little bit of speed because it's a pretty massive creature, but you only caught it because it was trying to get out of the way at the last minute, and you clip it, and you probably injured it for sure because you see it limping off, bleeding a little bit, and you kind of lose a little bit of speed, and you manage to keep control of the Explorer, but you just keep on going.
Yep, nonstop.
All right.
Okay.
So,
yeah, move along. We need to get a bear decal. Move along.
Only half of them. That's going to be a better story in the report.
All right. So, it's dark. That's the other thing. Because the sun set while you were sleeping. So, so it takes you. You're not going to make it back to Point True. Well, no. You can't. It's going to take you probably 15 to 16 hours to make the full drive. So the question is, do you want to just push through, or do you want to stop somewhere and sleep for
all
a while?
Rocky terrain in the woods. And all rocky terrain.
I don't suppose
that,
there's
right?
A KOA around here. Anyway.
Not over here.
This is in a Wawa.
But, I mean, there's definitely woods that you could park in if you wanted to. Finding a place to be covered and to sleep for a few hours would not be a problem. Just, you guys don't have any food or anything with you that I know of. Maybe you do. I don't know if you guys have any
I have food.
Rations in that. Okay. Well, then you're okay.
I have some rations. Y'all might be hungry, but I got
oh, food. No, Zulky's got some. So, yeah, I know you guys will be fine. So, you busted. So, do you want to stop or not?
Yeah, I want to
stop. Okay. So you guys stop. You bust out the survival rations. Everybody gets some sleep. You gonna set watches or anything?
That's probably why. Anyway,
is it like around here? Where
are we at? Yeah, no. If you go, you'd probably be about here.
Oh, okay.
You're probably 2/3 of the way there. Before you're just too tired to keep going.
I'm tired.
Yeah. And it'll still. Let's see. You slept part of the night. You drove part of the night. If you sleep, when you wake up, it will be daylight. So, let's see if anything happens during the night.
Ooh.
Nope.
Were we keeping watch?
Very uneventful. Shane said you were. So, the night passes uneventfully.
Good. It's a peaceful night.
Yeah, as much as you can, sleeping in the seats of the Explorer. So, you wake up. You're kind of stiff because they're not the most comfortable seats to sleep in, but they're not bad because they are designed for long trips cross country. So, you wake up in the morning, the sun's up, it's been up for a couple hours by the time you get underway again, and, you make it back into Point True, without any trouble.
Nice.
So where?
Hey, and this automatic rifle that they issued me, I guess it's mine now.
Yeah. Guess it is.
It's no longer a loaner.
There's our pay.
There's your pay.
There we go.
God, I should have taken more equipment.
Dang, I should have stocked up.
You didn't know you weren't coming back. All right, so where do you go when you get to Point True? It's just afternoon when you get into town. You come around on the south end of the lake, and then up to the west side into town.
Go have lunch. All we had was rations last night.
I had Cyber Dragon steak.
But you cooked on the electric manifold.
Yeah. We need a hot plate for the
Explorer. All right, so you stop and get lunch, and then what do you do?
I think over to, we head into Streel.
Okay.
Yeah, you gotta go report in.
Okay, so you pull up to the Streel compound. And you get they let you in. You pass the security checks, you go and park and head up. You get them. Your Chronicom beeps and says report to briefing room 27-3, so you head up and. You give your report. Is there anything you want to specifically say or not tell them?
I think you guys were like, if we tell them everything, they'd probably still let us do it, so.
No, that's kind of how I was thinking.
I also wanted to ask what information did they find out from what we were telling them on the radio.
Yeah.
You guys were supposed to do some research for us.
Well, I'll give you that information. I'm just asking you what you're going to get that information here. So what? I just wondering if there's anything you're going to not tell them.
What do you think, guys?
Or are you going to embellish anything?
Oh, we want to
embellish. Oh, there's going to be embellishment.
Obviously, our shooting was way better than.
And we disabled one of their vehicles on purpose so that way they follow us.
Yes, there's that.
All right, so you give your report, and they let you know that this Lena Colley person, she's a kind of a mid-level executive at PGC. They actually have a dossier on her. She she deals with a lot of off-world stuff. She does a lot of her official role is a shipping manager handling various stuff. She works out of Tuckerville. She works out of Point True. But she also is suspected, and your guys' information seems to confirm that suspicion, that she does other off-the-books work for PGC as well.
Yeah, and shoot down shuttles.
And the the LACO number that you got, that you sent them, that is a PGC number. It's someone that works at the site. It's actually someone at the Tetrarch site on LACO. And they do know that it's a PGC number, though. They don't know who it is exactly, but that's they were able to, while in the intervening time, since you radioed in, they were able to get a message over to LACO and have somebody run it down. And they've at least narrowed it down to that. They don't know who the number is exactly because it's unlisted. But it is a Streel number. It is someone at Streel that works at the Streel site there on LACO.
The PGC or the Streel site?
Sorry, at the PGC site.
Oh, okay. So we have
No, it's not someone. It's not a Streel number. It's a PGC number. The space one that you have, is a number for the captain of a freighter. Registered in Kistikar, and the freighter's name is unpronounceable in Pangalactic because it's a Rusk name, but it roughly translates to the glow of the dawn's glow, like the morning.
This captain, is he of Rusk?
He's of Rusk. He's of Rusk. And that ship was here, but left it left orbit 1, 2, 3, 4, what, basically the day the shuttle was shot down.
Ship crashed?
Yep.
Is it an armed?
And there's very few freighters in the frontier that aren't. So they're suspecting, based on the information you guys brought, they're suspecting that's the ship that fired on their shuttle. And they've dispatched people to start looking for it. They put out an alert through the Streel network to keep an eye out for that ship.
Cool.
The other ones, they're still looking into. The ones here on the planet are all PGC executives at the various, two of them are here at the PGC headquarters in Point True, and one each at the PGC compounds in those two other cities. The other off-planet ones, they're still looking into, trying to find out any information on that.
Okay. I think we got them some good information.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we need to raise our rates.
Yeah, it is time to ask for a raise, isn't it?
At least an expense account.
Well, you know, and at the least they could do a little bit to repair the scuffs on the paint job and everything.
Yeah, hook up the floor
and replenish some ammunition.
Oh, yeah. New quarter panels, no bondo.
All right, you guys gonna ask for all that? Make all right, John. You're the face man for the group, apparently, so you make the roll.
I'm the face.
Make it happen.
Yeah. I think I made it happen.
All right. All right, so.
He made it rain.
So they, you guys have done a lot of good work here, and so they are gonna bump your pay rate up to 30 credits a day, which is a 30. Well, it was 20, so
yeah.
Gotta remember this is 1980s prices, so
yeah, hey, I'll take it.
And they will get your Explorer fixed up, and they let you do it, but they let you use the facilities.
All right, so the garage.
Yeah, they let you use the stroke right. Garage to do the work. They say, okay, you guys have been doing great on this, following up on it. You guys want to stay on this case? Or do you want to go? Do you want a different assignment? Staying on the case, yeah. We'll probably send you to LACO.
What do you think, guys?
I've never been to LACO.
It'd be fun to go visit LACO.
I want to go to LACO.
Okay, yeah.
All right. We're going to make some arrangements, take a couple days off, and we will plan to depart in 2 days from the spaceport. In the meantime, you'll be let us know what kind of equipment you need, if any. You'll be on LACO, so it's a desert planet. You'll probably be out in the desert. That's where the shipment on the shuttle came from, and where this contact number you have is out there. So plan for desert operations, and we'll see you in 2 days, and we'll let you know if we have any other information.
Well, I already got my sun goggles.
All right, so yeah, sure. You are going to get... another, after you subtract living expenses and everything, another 80 credits each from your Streel pay for while you were in the compound and doing stuff with the mercenaries.
Okay.
And your vehicle will be fixed. Zolki will get that, or not Zolki, Checheka will get that fixed in the intervening 2 days. But in that intervening time, you can do any shopping you want. This is
are
where
gonna
we're going
to take our Explorer to LACO for us?
Yes, they are.
Perk?
It will go on the ship with you.
Nice.
So we're going to stop there. And next time we'll pick up with heading to LACO. In the intervening time, yeah, we'll start getting up to the ship and the trip. In the intervening time, use the Discord channel to talk amongst yourself, decide any plans you want to make, any equipment you want to get. You've basically got 2 days on pale before you leave. And so just, you know, post what you want to be doing in that time, and we'll resolve that kind of offline in the Discord channel.
Yeah, I think John is going to have to stock up on robot to build us robots as needed.
Yeah. I'm going to want robot parts and things. I'm probably going to want to spend at least some time enhancing this little bot that I got to where, you know, either increasing the range that I can operate it from maybe encrypting the transmissions, that kind of thing. We'll think about it.
Yeah, it's pretty small. There's not much you can do to enhance it, but there are some things you can do.
Yeah. Well, I figure it's not going to be a super capable thing for 50 credits.
Right.
really more of a toy, but, you know, toys can do a lot.
That's right. Yeah, especially in the hands of a skilled technician. Okay, so you three, I'll add 6 experience points. Glad we didn't wait for Zulky. He never made it.
Yeah, I know. Right?
Maybe he did get pulled over.
And the cop wasn't buying his, but I'm late to go and shoot a dragon.
Yeah.
Yeah, that resulted in him having to walk on one foot or hop on one foot on and recite the alphabet. Of course you did, sir. Touch your finger to your nose.
And what kind of dragon is this? Well, you know, cyber dragon. I see.
Sure.
Come on, they're counting on me. I'm the only one with a gyrojet pistol skill. Or gyrojet weapon skill.
Yep.
Okay. Any thoughts or comments on the session?
That was interesting.
It was cool. And we actually avoided combat.
Except for the one at the very beginning, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was unavoidable.
It's always good to have some break.
That was kind of fun. I was convinced y'all were going to get caught going into her apartment, though.
Well, that's why I made
was
it.
Like, oh, dang, here goes.
I told too. I was like, Stunsy, back her out!
They did get caught, just she didn't realize they were in her apartment. and he had a good cover story for being there, so.
He did. Now, that was very fortunate.
Yeah, that was a good one. Good thing.
Cover story.
Well, I'm glad I didn't decide to use the bathroom. Well, looks like we're going to Laco, and that's going to suck for Chikara and I. The gravity is like 1.5.
Yeah, it's pretty high.
Ugh. Well, no gliding there.
I think we need some exoskeletons.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Well, I'm just saying.
I may need a full body haircut to, you know.
Yeah, the gravity on Laco is 1.4. Unlike Pale, which is 0.9. So it's half to get higher.
Here. I was totally seeing why the folks retired here. That made complete sense.
Easier on the bones.
That's right.
Those of you that got bones. I'm definitely going to call my brother.
You have bones too. The Vrusk have an internal skeleton as well as a... Yeah. Okay. Yeah, the Drellic sites don't have bones.
Have a
skeleton. Yeah.
Angel's character is going to be in the Explorer the entire trip, acting like he's driving.
Oh, that makes space tracks. During these 2 days, is I am gonna have to go and say goodbye to everybody and take some more candy to the girls.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell my brother.
It sounds so creepy. You have a van and
you're gonna sneak into Reesdale and hope not to be seen.
Yeah,
I got some candy for the little girls.
No, I probably ought to just ship some candy to them and call them on the phone.
What? Okay, right. Yeah.
Any last thoughts or comments?
Nothing to think of.
All right.
2 weeks.
Desert.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
All right.
So that's a no on painting it tan?
Oh, sorry, what? You want to repaint it? You could probably, I mean, if you spent most of the time doing it, yeah, you could probably get that done in the 2 days.
Well, I would rather not repaint it, but at the same time, that car is going to be so hot out in the desert.
It's got air conditioning.
Yeah, but it's also going to stand out like a sore thumb.
True.
It might be good to give it a good desert camo. If nothing else, just tan.
You know what?
Tan with a
we could
kind of lighter tan stripe.
It's a desert. It's not going to rain. We can paint it watercolor. Just a water-based paint, and we could just spray it off, and we're done.
Yeah. Except that'd be the one day this year that it rains.
You could do it like Johnny Dangerously and put wallpaper on it.
No, they've got no those decals they put on cars that are like full car decals.
Mm-hmm.
They did that. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. They got those.
Yep.
But yeah, you need to keep it the same color. But at the same time, I'll do whatever you guys want to do.
I don't think the color is really going to affect it that much. Besides, it's nice having the A-Team van.
Yeah. Except so we keep it as is.
I don't know. It's one above it. All right, well, I will see you guys in 2 weeks.
We're going to put the RAM. The RAM bar in the front. That's what I'm going to do.
Okay. That works.
Yeah.
That's what you can do in your 2 days.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
All right. We'll talk to everybody in 2 weeks.
All right. Talk to you then. Have a good night, guys.
To make it just like the A-Team, we need to get Angel a welder.